Welcome to the Life Given Podcast, your end of week edition. This is the 29th episode. Time is just flying. And as some of you are probably aware, if you listen to the show regularly, we matched our season total from season one of episode counts last week when we hit 27. So we are flying right on by that mark. This season just continually is a very fun and fast journey. And if you are enjoying it, do share with your friends and family and let me know what you think. Reach out to me at thelifegivenandreceived@gmail.com. Every last bit of information, feedback helps as I try to incorporate your advice into my show and see how best to improve it. Because although I've been doing this close on 10 months now, I realize I can get better with each passing episode. Now, I have to be honest, and coming into today's show, in the lead up to it, I didn't exactly know what I wanted to cover. Because there's obviously a lot going on with the build up to the election, with sports talking about whether or not they should come back due to the coronavirus. We have fears over vaccines not being made fast enough or being made too fast. There's a lot going on. And this show is talks a lot about things that get lost in the shuffle. And so sometimes when I'm thinking about, okay, what do I want to talk about? There are a lot of things that are covered by conservative media. There's this large umbrella out there that we could label conservative media, that anything under that you are sure to see in your news feed. If you are a Christian who's a conservative and running the friend groups that I run in, that's probably what you see a lot in your news feeds, as well as listen like to some of the talking heads on this side of the aisle. So I want to try to get outside that umbrella and go and look for something that may not be as covered as much right now, but probably in the coming weeks it will be covered. That's just kind of the way things go. Someone starts talking about it, and then other people start talking about it. It gets traction, and more people start covering it. So I would like to be at the beginning of this charge, to lead this charge. And I have to be honest, I actually didn't even know this was a thing. I have to be honest, I have heard rumblings of it, but it wasn't until one of the contributors over at the Life Given News reported on it, and that's Sam Nyhus. And I will share his article to this story in the link. Which, shout out to Sam. This was very informative, and I thought it was a really well-written article that brought in a lot of key information to be able to understand what is going on in with the Uyghurs in Xinjiang region of China. Before I got on here, I was trying to look up how to pronounce certain words so I didn't botch it, but I think I am still doing quite that. So just excuse my pronunciation on that. I will try to correct it as I move through today. All right, I just practiced it. We'll see it. So the Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region province of China. And this is coming off of this gained some more traction. This story got some more traction because the creators of the movie Mulan went out of their way to thank the province of Xinjiang for their participation in allowing them to shoot some of the scenes in their province. Now, a story was released with this interview with this Uyghur doctor that was in one of these detainment camps there was this interview with this Uyghur doctor that came out where in the beginning of September, where she talked and mentioned how she escaped from this Chinese province and from specifically this detainment camp where she practiced, how should I put it, population control on the Uyghurs, which the Uyghurs are an ethnic minority group that are predominantly Muslim, and there are reportedly 1 million or so of these in detainment camps in this province in China. And this Uyghur doctor reported saying that there are multiple atrocities being committed on these Uyghur women that include forced contraception, forced abortion, forced sterilization, and forced removal of wombs. And that apparently she has participated in 500 to 600 operations on these women in this people group. And she said that she was working for the Chinese government on this, and that there was this one or a couple times apparently that at least one occasion a baby was still moving when it was discarded into the rubbish. And for some evidence to back this testimony, birth rates in some Uyghur areas have fallen by 60%. Even though across the wider country, the fall is just over 4%, because I know the maybe some cultures prefer to have fewer children, but this falling 60% is crazy. Now, the Chinese government denied this. They came out in 2017, the Chinese Communist Youth League detailed their view of detainment, saying that the training for these minority groups has only one purpose: to learn laws and regulations to eradicate from the mind thoughts about religious extremism and violent terrorism and to cure ideological diseases. And they said, if the education is not going well, we will continue to provide free education until the students achieve satisfactory results and graduate smoothly. Now, that's a very different story than how this Uyghur doctor went to kind of explain it. She mentioned how the Chinese government has detained, Uyghur doctor in this article from ITV mentioned that there are more people that have come out saying that have challenged this narrative, saying that there's they're citing deaths, torture, forced abortion, sterilization, re-education of children to speak Chinese and to reject their culture. And so in this case, the Uyghurs, and it sounds very much like brainwashing. It sounds very much not like they're free to go if they disagree, or that this is a free education without any kind of evil motivations behind it. And for those of you who have heard the term human rights thrown out there, I think that they are indeed inalienable. I think that they come with the fact that man was made in the image of God, and that as self-respecting humans, we should grant one another love and respect that are due to people who are made in the image of God. But the United Nations do define human rights as rights that are inherent to all human beings, regardless of race, sex, nationality, ethnicity, language, religion, or any other status. Human rights include the right to life and liberty, freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression, the right to work and educate, and many more. Everyone is entitled to these rights without discrimination. So I read that and I cite that only to provide some context to when people say this is a violation of human rights, because obviously this is a violation of human rights if these testimonies are true, if these stories and, you know, these statistics are correct. And My question is, why isn't this being covered more? Why isn't this story being shared more? So I appreciate writers and journalists like Sam that go out there and collect this information and turn it into articles that can be read and summarized, and people can educate themselves much more quickly nowadays with just how quickly information can be turned around on the internet. And yet, I'm still surprised that this story hasn't been pushed more. And I wanted to share it with, you know, the small platform that I may have to do one of three things. One is to say, just be praying for our brothers and sisters around the world. I mean, even if, you know, these Uyghurs may not be Christian, even if they aren't, Christians should be at the front of human rights activism. And, you know, I think that position could be clarified and nuanced a little bit, but I think that Christians should lead the charge, knowing what we know and the fact that mankind is made in the image of God, in the image of God, and we should be the most pro-life people out there. And pro-life doesn't just mean for those who, for the humans that are not yet born. Pro-life includes every single life. And that goes without saying, but once again, in our prayers, we need to be remembering the people that are suffering from at the hand of tyrannical governments around the world. So obviously the first thing that we can do, that you and I can do, is lift these people up in prayer. The next thing is to just share this story, to share either this article, the article that Sam wrote, this podcast that where we're discussing this, share these stories and these resources with people, and seek to change or make an impact in the realm that you run in the circles that you run in. To just, there is a lot to be said on just spreading information and disseminating information to people that might be able to do something. So say politicians or leaders in power that could actually step in and say, hey, cut it out. They might be able to skate free if the people they are representing don't know about a certain event. So there is power in liking and sharing something, right? In sending an email. There is power in spreading, you know, in spreading information and disseminating information like that. So that's another solution. A third solution is to realize that this can be done anywhere. I mean, we talked about this with the pandemic. We talked about this with different conflicts in the current events arena. But if this is happening in another country, don't get it twisted. This can happen in the United States of America, even though we have been told for decades that China and the United States are completely antithetical, that they are the opposites of one another. It's black and white with these two. Need I remind you that the United States kill millions of their own children a year, and that's without even the government asking them to do that. So what would be the problem if the government started to force our hands on that? I'm just saying that there is a worse than where we are right now. There is, when you ask, how can this get worse? There is another worse. There is something worse out there. And so that's why we need to dig our heels into the hill where we're standing right now. We haven't talked about the show motto for a while, but this is absolutely the hill. Here we stand, and we're not going to budge, and we're not going to move. So do take this as a fire under our butts to continue to wage the good fight against abortion in our land, to fight for human rights here in the United States. Anyway, I'm actually going to close with that. If you have any thoughts, reach out to me at thelifegivenreceived@gmail.com. You can also find me at The Life Given News on Facebook, at TLG Podcast on Parler, at underscore TLG Podcast underscore on Instagram. And you can keep up with the show by following the social medias on there. You can also find the podcast now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You can find it on YouTube, Facebook Watch, and a few other platforms besides. So do reach out to me. Let me know what you think about this story. And once again, credit to Sam for that article. I'll link a couple more articles that I found useful in my preparation for this. And until next time, remember that the life that you have been given and the life that you have received includes every area of life. People outside of your own country are no exception. God bless.